Senator Bellman, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. I am as much surprised at that, at what has happened, as you may be, but I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I came to write that book. I didn't start out to write a book about it, but I wrote it because I was confused. When I came out of the Pontotoc County Hills, where I had got my start in journalism on the 80 Evening News, I joined the Farmer Stockman in the 1930s as associate editor. I was 26 years old at the time. And a few years later, Clarence Roberts, who had been the editor for many years, died, and I became the editor of the Farmer Stockman when I was 32. I was still very damp behind the ears and so green that I didn't dare wear anything that color. Well, sometimes I get lost out in the pastures. I traveled around this country and I visited Wagner County and all the other counties of the state and most of Texas during that time. Ewell Lancaster was recalling a while ago that he met me on a trip over here in 1938. But I was working with the various government agencies. They made quite a distinction at that time between action agencies and money agencies and educational agencies and other kinds. I worked with the county agency, SCS, the AAA, and so forth. And when I'd go out with one of these fellows, I would frequently run into them, they'd talk about the others, how they were not doing, getting the job done, they ought to be abolished and so forth. Then I talked to the farmers and they were confused. They'd go to town and they'd have to go to this building to get that, and another building, get something else, and another building, and so on. So I decided if I was going to be editor of the Farmer Stockman magazine, I ought to understand the United States Department of Agriculture. And so I set that as a task for myself. And the deeper I got into it, the more confused I became. So I started writing a series of articles. I'd never been to Washington at that time. And so I made a trip to Washington. I established some contacts. I obtained a lot of information about the subject and wrote a series of articles. From reading those articles, Savoy Lawtonville, who then was director of the University of Oklahoma Press, suggested that I turn it into a book, and that's how it happened. And the University of Oklahoma Press at Norman published it. It didn't go over with a bang. Not long ago it doesn't really have anything to recommend it. It doesn't have any beautiful girls in it. It doesn't have a single dirty word in it that I can recall. And it doesn't have any murders, no mystery, no Perry Mason. It just doesn't have anything. Not long ago, the Department of Agriculture ordered 50 copies of it. And a reporter was asking me about that. He said, how do these sales compare with this book when it was in its heyday? I said, Alan, this book never did have a heyday. However, there is one interesting thing about a year or two after it came out. I received a telephone call from Savoy Lawtonville, who told me that the American and German government wanted to publish that in Germany. And I thought he was kidding me, but they actually did translate that book into the German language and published an edition of it at Frankfurt. I intended to bring that copy of the German edition along today, but I forgot it. But I got one copy of it, and the university got one copy. That's all we ever got in this country. But it is not true that they published it to punish the Germans for their war crimes, however. But this book was a compilation of the studies that I did in trying to figure out what the Department of Agriculture was all about. Farmers needed help in the 1930s and in the 1940s, and they need help today. And the Department of Agriculture was created more than 100 years ago for the purpose of helping farmers to produce the food that this country needs and to produce it profitably. Unfortunately, it has been reorganized so many times and disorganized a few times so that it hardly resembles what it might be. I'm still very much in favor of it. I think we have a very fine man as Secretary of Agriculture today, but he is in a situation where he has to take direction from a liberal Congress that is more concerned about food prices for consumers than it is about the farmers who have to produce it. He has to take orders from an administration that listens too closely to the union labor bosses and not enough to the farmers, and we don't always get the results that we ought to have. I hope that we will get some improvement in that in the future. I don't want to take too much credit for this idea about credit that did not do me for this idea about the building. It didn't originate with me. It originated with farmers out on the hills of Oklahoma and who were going to town trying to deal with these various agencies, and they were frustrated and confused. They didn't have good air-conditioned pickup trucks like then, like they did now. Many of them still had horses and wagons, and they were having a hard time making a living. They didn't get to town as easily. The good roads were scarce, and we were just trying to help the farmers to get along. We still are, and we think that the food production of the United States is the greatest asset that any nation in the world has today. It is the most powerful weapon we have for peace. It is the greatest asset that the United States has for maintaining our freedom. And it is my sincere desire that this idea here will contribute to the well-being and prosperity of farmers and agriculture and to the further development of our industry as a weapon to help spread freedom around the world. And that is what we're all interested in. We want freedom, we want free enterprise, and we want prosperity for everybody. Thank you very much for inviting me here.